Hey, hey, this is Tracy Austin with Mental Fitness Matters. This show is designed to provide people with tips, strategies, and solutions to improve your mental fitness. This is Mental Fitness Matters. Hey, hey, happy Thursday, everybody. You are listening to Mental Fitness Matters. I am your host, Tracy Austin, and this is WSIC Radio. Happy Thursday. I hope everybody out there is having a great week. And if you have gone back to school and this is your first week, I hope it's been filled with some success, some fun, and even a couple challenges. You know, even a couple challenges, even though challenges can appear as a pain, they are very necessary for our growth. So embrace the challenges that you may be experiencing and be patient with yourself, guys. Give yourself some permission to recognize that this is a new and different experience for many of us. So just give yourselves permission not to take yourself so seriously. I'm very, very excited about today's show. When I think about what I'm going to talk about each week, especially if I don't have a guest on with me, I'm very intentional and mindful of the atmosphere, the tone, the energy of the world and of the community. So I want to bring value about what's going on right now. And as I was kind of thinking about what's been going on, I recognize that what's been going on has been going on for 7 or 8 months now, right? COVID and mental health. A lot of the headlines that you're seeing is stress, anxiety, depression, mental health, back to school, on and on and on. And as a licensed clinical mental health therapist and board certified in bioneurofeedback, a lot of times what we can do if we're in our profession or in our career or in our field, we can begin to things that we see on a daily basis or normal basis, we begin to see that as just what's going on. And so I had a conversation with one of my friends this week. She's also in the mental health field. And I asked her a question. I said, is it common knowledge why mental health matters? And I really wanted to have some understanding about that. I wanted to know, is it common understanding of why being mentally and emotionally healthy or why being mentally and emotionally fit is a necessary thing, even now more than ever? And we were kind of talking back and forth, and she was like, no, it's not common knowledge. And the reality is that mental health is normally the last thing that we take care of. Oftentimes, it's put on the back burner. And if you think about it, the only time we really hear anything about mental health, it's normally during a crisis or after a crisis or some type of trauma or event or loss. Or it's in connection with something major or needing more attention. Or people might associate seeking out mental health if you're going somewhere to talk about your problems. And yes, all of those reasons are definitely important reasons to seek support for your mental health. But what I want to begin to do is shift that conversation and have people recognize that mental health is just as important as the other areas of health in your life, whether that's your financial health, your spiritual health, your physical health, intellectual health, social, emotional health. Mental health is not just this outside thing. It's all related and it's all connected. So we were talking, it's not common knowledge and it's rarely talked about. And most people don't even know where to begin. And so what I want to do, and that kind of led me to today's topic and today's show, is I think it's necessary that we begin to have these conversations. And I want to go back to the basics and really begin to bring understanding and education. I want to do this over a two-part series, two-part shows, and I'm going to talk about why mental health matters, what mental health is, ways that you can begin to recognize the signs, and provide you guys then with some education and strategies on how you can start to support your own mental health. Okay, so today's topic is going to be COVID-19 and mental health, part one, back to the basics, why mental health matters. And if you're just tuning in for the very first time, welcome. You are listening to the Mental Fitness Matters show. And for my frequent listeners, thank you so much for the support. This show is designed to provide you guys with education, tips, strategies, and solutions on how to improve your mental health and mental fitness. So let's get to it. All right. I want to go back to that initial point that I was making about mental health normally being placed on the back burner. It's normally the last thing that we take care of. So think about your priority list and your to-do list. A lot of times mental health and your physical health kind of gets pushed out of the way. And we say, I'll do that tomorrow. I'm busy right now doing some other things. I'll take care of that tomorrow. So I want to go a little bit deeper. When we think about the areas of our health, whether that's our financial health, physical health, social, emotional health, spiritual health, financial health is normally at the priority list for people, right? Normally, people are seeing their financial health as a priority or requirement. Your job and your paycheck are attached to your financial well-being, right? And your responsibilities. So it may not be that you want to work those 8 to 12 hours a day, or that you want to complete that spreadsheet or that project that's due. But what you are recognizing is you doing that and completing that task is attached to something that is providing for you and your family and those that you are responsible for. So it's something that's recognized by you as a priority or requirement. It's on your radar. It's on your calendar. You're very mindful and intentional about why you have to get up and go to work and provide for you and your family. So financial health, a lot of times, is something that we place that at the top of the list. We have no trouble saying, okay, I don't want to go to work, but I'm going because I want to get paid. So that's a priority. But what we know as humans is that we have this tendency to procrastinate and put things off to the very last minute. In certain areas of our life, we put things off. We say, I'll get to this tomorrow. We wait until we are completely exhausted or frustrated with situations, relationships, or conversations before we set boundaries or healthy boundaries in our lives. A lot of times you can wait till you have a physical or mental illness before it's like, oh, I need to go seek support here. So it's human nature that we wait commonly until the last minute or until there's some type of crisis or until our back is against the wall before we call attention to something that makes us change or take action, right? If it's priority, we're already doing that. We're going to work because we know we have to get paid and that payment takes care of other areas of our lives. Other stuff that we can't really see until there's a crisis, then we decide we need to tend to that a little bit more. So it's not uncommon that we create patterns of sacrificing things like our mental health and even our physical health for other areas of our health that we deem more important. That's not uncommon. And what I want us to get to understand is that all of these areas are equally important. All of these areas are equally important because they all have an impact on the other. Okay. Your financial health is not just important sometimes. Your physical health is not just important sometimes. Your spiritual and social and emotional health is not just important sometimes. It's important all the time. And they all deserve a balance. And they all deserve attention. They all deserve a balance and they all deserve attention. And not just during a crisis, guys. Not just when there's a situation that causes us to focus on that. We have to become very intentional about creating a balance in every area of our life often. Okay? Not just during a crisis. But here we are. We're in a crisis. We're in a global pandemic. And this crisis has taken a toll on majority of people's financial health, spiritual health, physical health, social and emotional health, and mental health. So now that I have your attention, let's talk about why mental health matters. Okay? Because remember, a lot of times it takes us to kind of have to go have our back against the wall before we pay attention. Now that we have your attention, let's talk about why mental health matters. It's like a domino effect. As I was kind of thinking about an analogy here and how I see this, it really is like a domino effect. One domino hits, the next domino hits, and so forth. And we can use COVID-19 as that domino that you and everyone else can recognize right now as having a major impact in several areas of your life at one time. Okay. So if you've been out of work or the provider in your home has been out of work and you're experiencing less income, that's a financial domino. If you're used to going out with family and friends and being involved in your community and you're not able to do that right now because we're experiencing social distancing and social isolation, that's a social emotional domino. If you're used to being physically fit and physically active and going out and working out at your gyms and right now your gyms may be closed down, so you're not able to get the physical fitness that you're used to, that's a physical domino. If you're experiencing increased stress, trouble with focus, attention, motivation, productivity, trouble sleeping, that's a mental health domino. Okay. One affects the other. And depending on how stable we are in each area of our health. So remember, each area of our health, we're providing and using different energy and attention towards. So depending on how stable you are in each area of your health, that's going to determine the impact that that domino will have on you. Okay. So mental health matters because when we think about the reality of every area of our life being impacted by something, and I'm not just talking about COVID right now. That's just the thing that we have going on. But think about your own life. When you think about the reality of something happening in your life, we have to begin to ask ourselves, are we mentally fit to withstand the blows? Are we mentally fit to withstand the blows? And what tools and resources do we have in place? Or what tools and resources can we put in place to strengthen that area of our life so that we can have a balance and stability in hopes of maybe it's going to fall? But guess what? If you have a little bit more stability there, you're going to be stronger in how you're able to deal with that. Okay. So remember, I said it's a domino effect. So if you've been putting all of your attention and focus in one or two areas of your life and neglecting the other areas, there's going to be certain parts of your life that are going to suffer. So if you've only been focused on the financial areas of health, because you got to work, you got to make money, you got to do this, you got to pay for that. And if you're spending all of your time and your energy only focusing on your financial health, and you're neglecting your physical health, you're neglecting your mental health, you're neglecting your social and emotional health, you're neglecting your spiritual health, there's going to be other areas of your life that suffer from this. So maintaining a healthy balance is key. When we think about our overall health and wellness, being able to maintain a healthy balance is key. It's not about being perfect in every area. It's not that you need to be perfect in every area. You just need to spend time and intention in every area of your life to create a balance. I'm a former athlete, so I love sports. I played ball at Wake Forest University. Go Deeks! And so I'm going to use a sports analogy here. And when you think about sports teams, and I'm going to talk about basketball, when you have a top performing athlete, he or she's coming out playing ball and they score 40 to 50 points a game, night in, night out. They provide a big number there. So they are really good at what they're doing. Over time, if you're thinking about going to the playoffs, if this individual athlete is carrying the team, scoring 40 to 50 points a game, the reality of them being able to do that and withstand that performance day in and day out is not likely. What's going to happen better for that team and for the team to be able to go further is if you can have a couple players, three or four players a night, 20 to 30 points, and you balance that out over the whole team, the reality of the team going further and then that top player not wearing themselves out is a lot stronger because now they have balance in each area of the team. So think about your own health. Every area of your health needs to be touched. You don't want just one area performing well all the time. You don't want just one player performing well over time because you can't keep that up. But if you have some balance and stability in each area of your life, on each component that you offer to yourself and to the world, then you have a better chance and likelihood of feeling better, being more successful, and being happier. Okay, so the first tip that I want to give you guys is I'm talking about why mental health matters. So think about today's show is providing you guys with education. I'm doing this over a two-part series. I want to go slow here because I think we have to get this point that creating balance and stability in your life is key. Okay. It's not about how well you can perform in one area. How can we start to pay attention to each area of our life so that we can be happy and create a sense of well-being? Okay. So I want to jump into what mental health is. Okay. So now that we know why it matters, it's important for us to touch each area of our life. I want to talk about what mental health is. Mental health, it includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It also determines how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and the choices that we make. So mental health is something that we all have, okay? This is the point here. Mental health is something that we all have, and it can start to influence how you feel about yourself and your quality of life. It can start to influence your ability to solve problems and overcome challenges. So think about being able to be resilient and bounce back. We're all going through a global pandemic, right? How resilient are we in going through this process? Are we thriving during this time? Or have we gone backwards, right? Your ability to build relationships with others and contribute to your communities. And it also has an impact on your ability to achieve your goals. So none of us guys are exempt from situations or circumstances having an effect on our mental health. You got to know that. It's important to know that no one experiences perfect mental health all the time. That's not what this is about. It's not about being happy all the time, but it's about finding a balance and being able to adjust and adapt to the things that are going to happen in life. Okay. So it's about being able to bounce back and have some adjustments. Mental health has to be taken care of because it's a part of our overall health and well-being. Okay. So just take a quick moment as you're listening to me right now. I want you to do just a quick self-assessment. I want you to reflect on how the current situations that we're facing, and it doesn't have to be, like I said, anything with COVID, but that's what's going on now. But just reflect on how the current situations right now as a country may be affecting your mental health. So whether that's in your work, your school, or your home life, just think for a moment, how is that affecting your mental health? How is it affecting your relationships with others? How is it affecting your sleep and your appetite? How is it affecting your energy levels, your ability to think clearly and make better decisions? How is it affecting your physical health? And how is it affecting motivation and your life satisfaction? So think about mental health. Remember, it includes all of this, how we think, feel, and how we act. Do a self-check. Check in with yourself. How have the things that are going on right now that you have in your life affecting the areas of your life? What are you noticing? And so just think about those moments, those areas for a moment, and recognize, have there been any shifts or changes for you? And they could be subtle changes, guys. When I'm not talking about anything that has to be major, a lot of times what happens with mental health, things get overlooked. This happens in physical health too, because a lot of times we're looking for this big crash or this big behavior problem or a school shooting or a diagnosis of some sort or a hospitalization. We're looking for the big ticket items to say, oh, wait, now I need to check in. What I'm talking about are things that can be very subtle that are going on right now that could be signs of underlying stress that can be leading up to something bigger. And a lot of times that's why things get overlooked, because we're looking for these things to manifest in the big way before we go get checked in or we check in on ourselves. So what I'm asking you to do right now is just take a moment, do a self-assessment. How am I doing in those areas? How has my mental health been affected by some of the things that are going on right now? Okay. And as you're thinking about that, I love to kind of talk about some of the dimensions or the basic areas of mental health, because this is a big thing. A lot of times when we think about mental health, it's like, what are we talking about here? There are four basic areas that mental health covers, and that's in your thoughts, that's in your body reactions, that's in your emotions, and that's in your behaviors. Okay, so when you start to think about your mental health, that could be your thoughts, your body reactions, your emotions, and your behaviors. So thoughts, start with your thoughts. The way you think about something, you have to recognize the way you think about something has a big impact on your mental health. And there is science and data that shows that changes in your thinking or changes in your thoughts correlates to changes in your mental health. Changes in your thinking and changes in your thoughts correlate to changes in your mental health. So we can all relate to that, right? When we feel well, it's a lot easier for us to see things more positive, be more optimistic, have a positive outlook. When we're feeling well, it's easier to get in that place, in that space, and do that. But when we're not feeling so well, it's easy to kind of get stuck in the negative thoughts or things that aren't going well or dwelling on the past. So recognizing that your thoughts have a major impact on your mental health. Okay. So begin to take a closer look at your thoughts that you have over the last few weeks, over the last couple of days. What have your thoughts looked like? Ask yourself, are your thoughts helpful and positive, or are they negative and critical? As you're doing your self-assessment, as you're starting to think about mental health and how this relates to you, what are your thoughts doing and saying to you? How are they showing up in your life? OK, so just begin to assess where you are and where you're spending most of your time and your thinking. With these four topics, we can do a whole show in and of itself on that alone. But I just want to give you some general information as we go through part one here. So your thoughts are a part of that. The next part, your body reactions. OK, this is a big one as it relates to mental health. And I think a lot of times this one also gets overlooked. In the area of work that I do as a biofeedback, neurofeedback therapist, a lot of times we spend time assessing the brain and body's response to stress. So we use technology and tools like neuro and biofeedback. But your body reactions tell you a lot about your mental health. OK, body reactions are changes in your body functions, such as your heart rate. If you notice an increase in your heart rate, if you're noticing you're having trouble with your digestion, your breathing changes, changes in your brain chemicals, hormones change. Okay, so changes in your body reactions often go along with changes in your mental health. So some of those examples, so pay attention. Have you been having more headaches? Any muscle tension? So as you're doing assessments with your body, any tension in your muscles? Upset stomach, dry mouth, lack of appetite or increased appetite, feeling dizzy, lightheaded, heart racing, or feeling separated from the things around you. So your body can begin to react to underlying stress as well. And over time, if we just kind of ignore those subtle changes that we may start to feel where it's like, you know what, I'm having a couple headaches here and there, you know, just let it go. But over time, if we're constantly ignoring those and nothing's changing, those can kind of develop into bigger problems down the road. So start to pay attention and be mindful of what is your body saying, okay? What is your body telling you? Emotions. This is a whole nother topic in and of itself. I'm going to do this briefly with the time we have left here. Emotions are a big part of the way that we feel. Changes in our emotions often accompany changes in our mental health. So think about that. Some examples of emotions. I think I did a show on emotions a couple weeks ago. But some examples of emotions are happiness and joy, contentment, calmness, excitement, anxiety, confusion, fear, sadness. So just be mindful that during stress or just during general life, you're going to experience emotions. We all have them. They're a normal part of being a human. Okay. So if you're experiencing some of these to whether it's the sadness or the confusion or the worriness or stress, pay attention to that for yourself because there could be an indicator that you're having some changes in your mental health. Okay. When we think about behaviors, this is number four, behaviors. This relates to the way that you act or respond to your environment. Some behaviors are helpful and some behaviors are harmful. Okay, so pay attention to what your behaviors are like. An example of a helpful behavior would be working on a solution or problem one step at a time. If you're reaching out to family members and you're working on things and you're solving problems instead of ignoring problems, that's a helpful use of your time and your energy towards that action. Okay. A lot of times when stress kicks up, we decide to avoid or ignore or push things away. But working towards a solution to a problem is a helpful way that behaviors are used. Okay. Reaching out to families or friends right now for support, reaching out to people, checking in with people, staying connected is a healthy option and a healthy use of behavior. Okay, so being able to be mindful of what changes or patterns have you noticed as it relates to your behavior and just staying mindful, guys. This very first part here is about recognizing why mental health matters. So hopefully you're correlating that mental health is just like every other area of your life as it relates to health. It's just as important. Okay, you have areas of health that we want to pay attention to. Mental health is a big part of that. So not only why mental health matters, it matters because it's all connected and we need mental health to perform well and to feel good. And what mental health is, it's a combination of our thoughts, behaviors, emotions. Okay, so when you think about what mental health is, it's a combination of your thoughts, behaviors, emotions, and body reactions. So for this very first part of why mental health matters, the goal here is to get you to start to pay attention that you have mental health that needs to be taken care of just like every other every area of your life. And as we go further into part two and dive a little deeper, you're going to recognize that everybody's needs as it relates to mental health is different, and that's okay. Some people may need more mental health resources, and that's okay. When you think about your physical wellness plan, some people need different plans on a physical fitness plan. We all have different body types, different needs. That's okay. It's about creating plans around your overall health and wellness that are going to be best for you and taking care of each area of that. One day at a time, one choice at a time. Okay. Mental health matters, guys. We got to start talking about this in a way that people can relate and recognize and see yourself here at the starting place, not when there's a crisis. But since there's a crisis, let's talk about it. Okay. I want my Mental Fitness Matters community. I hope this was helpful for you guys today. Feel free to drop me some information in the inbox here. Send me a message with any questions that you have. I want my community to shine bright like the stars that you are. Go out and be kind to one another and take care of yourself. If you don't do anything else this week, make sure you put yourself on the calendar in one way to take care of your mental health, whether that's going outside, whether that's reading a book, listening to music. Put yourself on a calendar. Make this a priority. I can't wait to see you guys next week for part two. We'll get into it. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us today on Mental Fitness Matters. Tune in every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. for more tips, tools, strategies, and solutions that will help you reach your peak mental fitness. My name is Tracy Austin, and you've been listening to Mental Fitness Matters.